In the fall of 2008, enrollment in Anchorage Public Schools surpassed district predictions by about 500 students. The district, along with the city, described the likely cause as Bush families seeking to escape the growing economic woes spreading throughout rural communities. A new report from the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research says that description is only partially true. Anthropologist Marie Lowe oversaw the research project entitled New Students in the Anchorage School District, Where Are They From? She says that 2007 and 2008 student records from the district show that the majority of the in-state transfers, over 55%, came to Anchorage from road system areas, and the majority of those, nearly 275 students, were from the Matsu borough. Lowe says the dominance of Matsu transfers makes sense.
Proximity plays a role in our story here. It's a lot easier for people to move from the Matsu than the North Slope. And also, I think it's in proportion to the populations in these places.
Of the on-road areas, Fairbanks was second and the Kenai Peninsula third. From the off-road regions, Southwest Alaska, with Bethel as a hub, was first. Almost every school district in the state saw students move to Anchorage. Lowe says the Matsu experience is summarized best by one of the survey's direct quotations.
The Matsu resident said, "We moved because we both work in Anchorage, and with high gas prices, it was costing a lot to commute. My husband and I are both medical professionals with very steady jobs. We feel our son has better educational opportunities in Anchorage." And I think that that captured what we were hearing from many of the Matsu residents who moved.
Reduced living expenses, better employment opportunities, and broader educational offerings were the three main reasons families with children came to Anchorage. With the school district's cooperation, the researchers identified 881 transfer students from just over 790 families. Lowe and her staff sent out 681 surveys, about 350 came back, and were acceptable for the study. The surveys revealed another hole in the rural family migration assumption.
What we found out was that the students were moving alone.
Of a little more than 400 students, slightly over 40% moved while their families did not. More than a third, mostly Alaska Native, went to relatives already living in Anchorage. Other situations involved in-district transfers, previously homeschool students, and changes in custody arrangements. Lowe says the transfer experience for students coming from Bush communities, with or without families, often does not go smoothly.
Students are moving back and forth. The term migration doesn't really capture sort of a dual existence that many students and their families are living in, both rural Alaska and urban.
The study shows, through statistics and personal responses, just how difficult it can be for these students and their families. For the students, broader educational opportunities often come with frightening large schools and classes, a feeling of no support, and a cultural divorce from their village life. Older students can have a tougher time than younger ones. Adjustment often involved the entire family. Many rural families suggested a need for orientation assistance on urban skills, ranging from seeking employment to using public transportation. And about 20% of both the on-road and off-road families shared a common difficulty.
One thing that the study does illuminate is the housing crunch in Anchorage and the challenges that places on new families here. And we had several respondents who were living in motels and finding it difficult to get permanent and adequate housing here. So that's an important point for the municipality anyway.
The complete study, New Students in the Anchorage School District, Where Are They From?, is posted on the Institute of Social and Economic Research website. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.